You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Hello, and you're very welcome to this week's episode of You're Grounded with myself, Emma Dorn, and my guest co-host, Shane. Hello, Shane, you're very welcome.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for travelling to the kitchen, from the couch to the kitchen.
It was quite a struggle.
What's the drink you're having here now?
I'm having a beer.
Yes.
With Nazi lemonade.
Fanta lemon.
Lemon.
And what's the beer?
It's Birra Moretti, or as Ella's clients call it, Moretti, for some reason.
Birra Moretti.
Yeah, it's Italian.
Sure, your first continental.
What's it practicing?
So you are the guest co-host this week because Ella is away.
Gallivanting. Cavorting.
Up to no good.
No.
Well, we don't know.
It's Ella. I assume she's probably not.
Yeah, she's probably doing very good. But she's off having a great old time.
Getting lost in a...
different city. In a new place. Getting lost in a new place.
Well, you can say where she is. God.
Yeah, she's in Belfast. But she's back.
I don't understand the mystery in this podcast.
Oh, she likes mystery though, you see. It's not, she likes the mystery. You know she likes it.
Yeah.
She likes it. She gives fake names to people.
She's gone to Belfast.
Yeah.
With her boyfriend.
Yes.
Who has a name.
He's a boyfriend now. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Oh, Shane. Phone. Producer's phone. Yeah, he's her boyfriend now. I met him. Does your sons go down the stairs? The dogs are barking because the boys are coming in. I met him the other day.
I didn't.
You didn't. Well, you were at work. Seems like a very nice young man. So I tell them just to get us presents in Belfast.
It'll be... Have you ever gotten a present from Ella when she's gone anywhere?
Yeah. But maybe that he's with her, he might... I reckon it could be good. Because they're away together. He just met me the other day. So I'm not saying I'm expecting...
She's going to go in to Pound World as it is. And find the first thing she can get. And that'll be grand.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying he might be a good influence on her to get us something good.
Why? What are you basing that on?
Because if I was him, I'd be out to impress.
Like a 50 euro.
Yeah, but would you not be out to impress?
No, like... Is she going to pretend that she's a cheap... Like, hide that she's a cheapskate?
I'm sure... Well, maybe. I don't know. I didn't ask him those kind of questions. I didn't delve into how well he knew her.
Well, that's why these trips away are. That's what they're for, to
figure
out. Go, oh, they're that sort of person.
Yeah, yeah, true. So, yeah, I'm sure she's having fun anyway. She sent me a picture today of the zoo.
Oh, really? She went to...
Yeah, she went to the zoo because she was like, I'm going to the zoo. Do you want pictures of monkeys? And I was like, yes.
She sent you a picture of an ape, no doubt.
No, but she said, I'll show it to you. She sent me really... Like, sorry, Ella, but it was a pretty crap picture. And it was just mostly her reflection. And I thought I was going to get like a flurry of monkey pictures. Like, look at that. It's very shit, isn't it?
Oh my God. She's got the gift of the Doran gift of photography.
So I just said thanks. I mean, I didn't say to her that's a really shit picture, but
I'll put that picture as the podcast. Title picture.
Yeah, do. Yeah.
It's.
But I thought it was that was going to be the, like one, the first of many monkey pictures.
But no, but that's. She went off to Harvey Norman the other week and got all her photographs developed and she came back and they were in like one of those old school little flappy
photograph things.
And you were going back and I was like, it was like three houses ago.
Yeah, I know.
So,
yeah.
Like, neither of us are great photographers, but Ella's even worse.
Anyway, so Ella has gone away. She'll be back tomorrow. And yeah, hope she's having a good time. So what were you doing now before I dragged you? Well, you said to me, come on, let's do this now.
We're not going to do it.
Yeah, get it over and done with. Was the vibe. What were you doing before... we sat down to do this. You were watching...
I was watching a football match, but...
Yeah.
This isn't a League of Ireland
what podcast. About, yeah, what, why is the mystery, Shane? What was the match?
It was the Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah.
Versus Ludogorets from Bulgaria.
Yeah.
And they lost. They were a very good second half, but then they gave
away. It was
away
2-0, was it?
No, it was 3-0 the end. They gave away a goal in the last kick of the game.
It was 2-0 and I was like, come on, I'll bring the boys out with me. Best of luck.
But I'm going to miss the game, the return leg on Tuesday, because we're going to be in the air.
Oh, yeah. What time are we going at, actually?
Sometime in the evening.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
At least not crack of dawn. Oh, well. What can you do? Sorry about that.
No, I don't mind. It's fine.
Are you looking forward to going on holidays?
Well, yeah. We haven't been away in ages.
I know. I am looking forward to
it. It would be slightly different if we hadn't have lived through ridiculous heat for the last week.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be gagging for it then.
I know it's kind of...
You're not the best at the L warm weather.
I don't particularly like it. It doesn't suit me.
You have to embrace it.
Yeah, well, I'm trying my best. Do you know what annoys me? I just don't have the wardrobe for it. I just feel like I'm so pale. Can't tan. You shouldn't really be tanning anyway. It's just... Do you know what I mean?
The wardrobe, bro. Like, what do you mean, the wardrobe?
I mean, it's like summer clothes, proper summer clothes.
Like a top and shorts or a...
Yeah, but it's much more complicated for women. For you, it's just a t-shirt and shorts. But for a woman, it's all different types of tops and shorts.
No, women and make it more complicated than it needs to be.
No. Yes. Sorry.
I'm sorry, that's the absolute... Oh my God,
no, it's not. If I have a pair of shorts and a top, if all my clothes were like your t-shirts and your shorts, then sure, that wouldn't be an issue at all.
But you regularly leave the house in my old tracksuit bottoms and my old t-shirts.
Yeah, and if you had any old shorts, I'd wear them because they'd be baggy. A lot of women's clothing isn't baggy. Like baggy, let the air in. A lot of women's summer clothing is bed on. And I don't like the big floaty dresses either.
Well, nobody likes them.
I'm trying.
No, you're overcomplicating it.
I'm not. Well, how about when you buy me clothes, what is the general theme of the clothes?
Well, they've no pockets and...
They're bed on. You're not going to buy me, like, oh, Emma, I just got you this flowy top. You're going to buy me something that's bed on to my arse. And that is not going to work in the heat.
Not with that attitude.
I have a river running down my arse cheeks in Portugal. Jeez. That's the reality of it. Can't wear fucking bed on lycra in Portugal. It's boiling.
But why is it so complicated? I don't understand.
I didn't say it's complicated, but I'm just saying like most Irish people, 95% of my wardrobe is for cold weather.
Yeah, but our hot weather is about 5% of our,
yeah,
our weather.
I'm trying, okay?
5%.
For fuck's sake, I'm going. I'm going. You're the one that keeps telling me I don't like the fucking heat.
Because you keep telling me you don't like the heat.
Right, the last time we went away, I did faint. But in my defence, I was pregnant.
I'm well aware.
So, leave it out.
We went to Salou.
Yes.
And you were, whatever, 4 or 5 months pregnant. It's like, it'd be grand. And we got off the Ryanair flight. Because, you know, Ryanair, you have to, like, get buses and all.
I know.
Never.
Days.
We got off the plane and we had to walk for about 15 minutes and queue to get into the terminal. And we got down and the heat, I've never felt heat like it. I was like, I looked at you and went, oh no, this is going to be a long slog. But you got through it.
Power through. It's just early.
But you were pregnant, so I mean, it was like there was a lot going on.
Yeah, early pregnancy. Well, I mean, the whole thing, but early pregnancy, you're just all tired, and I'd nearly prefer just to like look pregnant. Do you know that you just kind of look a bit kind
of
like she
had in between phase.
Oh, she's had a big dinner, so it's kind of awkward, like of what to wear, to feel comfortable, to feel nice.
Well, I can completely understand. Well, I can kind of understand from a pregnant woman's perspective.
Yeah, but it's about getting stuff that you feel nice in as well. That's, but I'm one side of it's practical, but one side of it's about feeling nice.
Okay, that's.
Is that right now?
Yeah, but you can go to other shops than Penny's.
Yeah, but I just went there today with the boys because it was just handy. It's like it's a race against the clock when you're trying to shop with them.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Well, you did a good job.
Thank you. Thanks very much. So yeah, holiday's going to be great.
It's that gonna is. Be.
And it'll be great now with older kids. It's not like we have a gang of teenagers.
We're in a hotel and Ella has her own room.
Yeah.
Her own little session room.
Yeah, yeah. So we can get her to come into our room, mind the boys, and we'll go into her room.
Exactly what I was thinking earlier on. I was like, oh, like she's going to have to, you know, do proper babies in at least one night.
Yeah.
Well, you might as well stay in our bed.
Well, we did offer it for her to bring someone if she wanted. Sorry, Mary, if you're listening, there was the offer there and she didn't take us up on it, so. I think she just didn't get organised.
Well, she's famed for her organisational skills. She went up to Belfast and an hour before she's leaving, have you got that sort of bag that I gave you before? Like, you're packing now. I gave her like an option of four and then she just left them thrown on my bed.
I'm sure that was you when you were 19 though, was it?
Well, no, I wouldn't have asked anyone because I wouldn't have had anyone to ask. I just would have been like, there's the thing I use for the bag I use for everything.
Yeah, I suppose she does kind of wait until the last minute and then just ask a question.
I was 19, I was thrown to the wolves essentially.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I didn't have any parent living at home.
No, you didn't.
So, I defend for myself. Plus, I wasn't really... I would have gone places when I was 19, but...
Yeah, so you had no parent living in the home.
Not full time, anyway.
No. And then, you only had one parent then.
Yeah.
Poor Shane.
No, I was absolutely delirious with the situation.
Well, not with the situation, but with the freedom, I'd imagine. With the freedom,
yeah.
Yeah, Jesus, I would have killed for a bit of freedom like that.
No, the house was... There was always people in the house, but they were my friends and whatever.
Yeah.
I wasn't remotely, wasn't lonely, put it that way.
Oh, here we go. Let's get into this. Why weren't you lonely, Shane? Who was hanging around?
My friends.
Yeah, who else? Who else, huh? Huh?
You're really bad at getting information out of people. I can understand why Ella keeps blanking you.
Oh, fuck off, Shane. But we grew up... Not from the very beginning, but I lived very close to you in the same state, but yeah. I didn't know you. But I recognised some of your friends. I thought they lived in Glendore. I didn't know you lived in Glendore. After saying the place Glendore. But I'd say that's because...
We don't live there. We live miles away.
We live miles away from there now. No, I'd say it's because they were probably coming and going into you. So I probably saw them more. Like Nick and stuff. I thought he lived in Glendore. Yeah. But I never knew who you were.
See, I recognised you. Well, I would have known of one of your brothers.
Yeah. Oh.
Around, he would have been one of the older, cooler kids.
Yeah.
And I recognised you because he used to be quite scorpy. So Emma used to walk around with a bag with every single book she could carry in her school bag, and she'd be going around and she had like her eyes were on stalks and her neck was constant 180 movement from left to right, scanning everyone and everything that was going on, and she'd make eye contact with you and then slowly move away and you'd be like, what the fuck is this? It's fucking weirdo. Anyway, and then
so what did you want me to do? Do you want me to go, hey lads?
Well, when you sort of stare at somebody, like, you might have a quick glance over.
It's a power move.
Well, if the power you wanted to get was being a weirdo, then, yeah, it was a power move. But then, I did, I didn't know, and then didn't think.
Oh, sorry, so what were you doing? What were you doing that was so cool that I wasn't?
Well, I wasn't. I wasn't.
Do you not bring a bag to school?
Well, I would have brought the absolute bare minimum required.
Well, I don't know what I had in the bag, because I mean, I was going home at lunch. I don't know what was in the bag.
Like all your books or something.
I don't know.
Well, I think the excuse that the girls would have had was, well, you don't have home ec, which we weren't allowed to.
Oh yeah, but if we had home ec, we'd usually have it in a shopping bag or something.
Thanks for that, Stan.
So you recognised me, but you didn't know who I was.
Well, until you came up to me in, let's be mysterious, in a famous Gucci nightclub. What road is it on? What street it's on? Harcourt Street.
Harcourt Street, yeah.
That's called Copperface Jack's.
Yeah.
I had moved in.
You'd moved to Talla.
Kiltipper.
Well, it's Talla.
With two of my friends.
Yeah.
And we'd only moved in that week, and then I get a tap on the shoulder.
Locked, I'd say, was it?
Yeah, you were locked.
Yeah, yeah. You were locked as well, though.
Yeah, but that was, you know, that was cool.
Was I there in coppers with my big giant bag? Looking scorpy.
Your big giant head scorping into conversations. And you were like, you work at Dun Drum? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, Colin, you're from Glendore. And you're like, yeah. Oh, your friends are from Glendore. I was like, no, I'm from fucking Glendore, you fucking dope.
Yeah, I saw you in Dun Drum.
And that was the start of a...
Did you never see me looking at you in Dun Drum?
No, sure, Dun Drum was full of women looking at us.
So when I was working in Dun Drum, I used to see you.
Well, I was working for a company, but we were lent to the maintenance staff. So Me and lad Ollie, lovely fella from just outside Knobber.
Yeah.
In County Meath. We just wander about and we'd fix the odd bit of electrical nonsense.
Okay, yeah.
But we were sort of...
Does he have red hair?
No.
Oh, okay.
And we just strolled about and did bits. It was the best job I had ever. It was an incredible job because we just nip off to like switch rooms that you'll see in the multi-story car park there.
Yeah.
And we'd have the key that no one else would have. And we'd just sit in there for... Like, this is pretty...
So again, the running team is kind of cool stuff. That's what you're saying to me, Mr. Cool.
I don't like the sarcastic tone. It wasn't being cool, but we walked around with high-vis vests and Snickers trousers and steel cap boots.
Yeah, well, I saw you in Dun Drum and I was trying to use my scorpy eyes as sexy eyes. I was trying to give you the old sexy eye on the...
Well, in fairness, so you would have been hanging around level 3 in Dun Drum, and that's where all the hairdressers were, so I was doing my level best not to make eye contact with any of them.
Okay. I was up on... What floor was I on? The fourth?
Fifth floor.
Was it not the fourth? No, fifth?
I thought it was the fifth floor.
I was in Dublin South FM radio station. 93.9.
But did you ever have a smoke out the front door of level 3 outside Tesco's with their hairdressers?
Yeah.
It's the most aggressive smoking area in all of Dublin. Like, they are some of the scariest women going. Have you seen them?
You're cool. You should be able to handle that.
It's not about being cool. It's about them being... psychotic.
In what way aggressive?
It's their manner.
Like, will you meet me mate, like, at 9 o'clock in the morning? Like, what are you talking aggressive?
Will I stab your mate?
Nobody ever said that to you, surely.
Well, they implied it.
What? They were giving you scorpy looks?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And they always have scary haircuts. Like, they go through a haircut a week.
Yeah, some hairdressers definitely do, yeah. That's their business, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think they would have... Well, you're going to get in trouble again with hairdressers.
Why? What do you mean again?
Did you not have a running battle with hairdressers from the Liberties a while ago? A few years ago?
Oh, Jesus, no. Fuck's sake. That was a video on Facebook years ago. Me doing a hairdresser character. That was just a character.
And?
And I think a couple of people went on and commented at like, I mean, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night or something. But my memory anyway back in the day was there wasn't really that much. I didn't see it anyway. Like I wouldn't have been big enough anyway. There wasn't like much trolling on Facebook because, do you know what I mean? Just click into who the people were. And this might have been when it was something that was shared on my personal account. Do you know what I mean? Rather than my page.
All I remember is that they were raging.
They wanted
to stab you.
Yeah, but it was 2 o'clock in the morning on a Friday and they were pissed like.
Yeah, that's just the real them coming out. That's what those girls on level 3 in Dundrum will be like with a few drinks in them.
Shane.
Well, I'm not going to get my hair cut there, so I'm absolutely fine.
Apologies to anyone on level 3 in Dundrum listening.
I'm sure they're lovely now. They were back in...
Well, yeah, what year would this have been?
2008.
Boom time!
No, just...
Oh, just crash.
No, it was...
Just pre-crash.
People hadn't copped that it was crashing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was well on its way down.
I remember...
People were still like, it'll be grand.
I remember talking about it in Dublin South FM, and I actually couldn't get my head around it. I was like, what did the government say? And I was like, oh, maybe it'll be okay.
Yeah, and then they would have got some economist on who doesn't know what's going on. They're like...
Everyone had a hard-on for Eddie Hobbs, do you remember?
God,
no, did he have a big...
Don't say hard-on and Eddie Hobbs in the same sentence, Christ.
He had about 3 TV shows at one stage. He seemed to be on like every night of the week.
But that's what RTE do. Oh, this fella's mildly...
articulate?
No, I'm mildly successful in RTE standards. Let's give him loads of shows. You think about it, all through the years, don't name any of the current crap because you pretty know them. But like, they've been doing it forever.
Oh my God.
I feel like my free speech is being...
You feel like you're... No, I'm just laughing at you. This is exact... I think people think that you're like some... Because you're a bit of a mystery man. They think, oh, poor old Shane.
Well, they'd be absolutely right. Could
not be further from the truth.
Further from the what?
Could not be further from the truth. He never stops fucking piping up about everything. Yeah, that's what I said. Has an opinion on everything. I think because you're just like, don't want to get involved in the social media... Unless there's a freebie going, then Shane's all over it. Shane's like, yeah, yeah.
I have to find my Gino Gelato's...
gift card, wherever that is.
We were working at Greystones.
Oh, yeah.
And we were leaving. I was like, there's a fucking Gino's.
Is he out in Greystones too, is he?
I'm pretty sure I saw that Gino's,
That stuff was nice the other day, wasn't it? It was lovely. That's what you want to get, is it?
Well, it's only today because it was... Today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
The day after... The big warm day, even though I thought it was warmer today. It's certainly warmer in Greystones. But, like, we were melting all today. Like, a Gino Gelato's was...
A Gino Gelato's!
That's how you pronounce it.
Is it?
Yeah. Would have gone down very well.
Yeah.
They're getting their €50 worth now with this.
I'd say they're real fucking concerned. I'd say they're listening in, fucking... The headphones on, so she better fucking mention something about us. And how do you say, what's the correct way to say it?
Gino Gelato's.
Gino Gelato's. Yeah, well, I thought it was nice. Yeah, find your card. I don't know where it is now.
Neither do I.
It's knocking around somewhere. Shouldn't be that hard to find. Yeah, right.
I'll just buy it with my own.
Yeah. Oh, so come here. Hang on now. We met. We Oh, yeah. We met in Coppers.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that? I'm a bit fuzzy on...
There was a bit of...
There was no smoochy that night and you didn't get my number or anything.
No, but we had a mutual friend.
You did it that way, didn't you?
So I got on today because it was a lad's night. We were on our first time as housemates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that just wasn't on the cards. It was just we were going out and getting pissed. That was it.
Yeah.
And then you threw a spanner in the works, and I was like, why didn't I make a move so that I got on to who I thought would be able to get a message here, and I was right.
Yeah.
And then I asked you on a date, and that was about that. And then I went, oh, let's go to your
But didn't something happen with your phone or something?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What was all that about? Because, like, I actually haven't heard from this chap.
I said I would confirm with you about, timing and yada yada. And my phone shat the bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, it just wouldn't work. So I had to, like, find, we moved into this house.
Yeah.
I was like, do we have a landline? I have no idea. Checked behind the telly. I'm like, there's a phone. So I plugged it in. I was able to get your number up.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to ring or text or any of that crack.
Off your mobile. Yeah.
So I was like, I'll text you just whatever. So I felt like such an oddball. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
I remember this now.
Spurting out, 30 words a second to try to explain myself. I was like, I'm not being a weirdo, but my phone's not working. I just wanted to make sure, whatever.
I remember that phone call. It sounded
But it
like,
would have been totally unfair of me not to make contact. No one else was in the house, and it was like, we're going to be, like, I need to be going in the next couple of hours.
I was like, is this going ahead? I was like, I don't know. Yes, I remember it on your phone, and it was very much... It did have the vibe of like man in hostage situation that needs to get all the information out as quickly as he can. I was like, okay. I was like,
no, but in your haste to not come across like an absolute maniac, end up coming
but
across.
But you hate the phone anyway.
I cannot stand answering/ringing.
People. The second you get a phone call, it's like I could see you're on high alert straight away. Cool, grand, yeah.
No, I don't care. If it's someone that you either don't want to talk to, or B, you don't have the number saved, you're like, what the fuck's this? Like, Google have a new service now. I haven't used it yet because I think it's a bit scabby.
Okay.
But, you can press a button so Google answers the phone call for you.
Oh.
And they'll go, so say, state your name or whatever, and then they will transcribe that in real time onto your phone.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit...
But it means if it's one of those scam calls, you'll hear all that straight away and be able to block it. Because for a while there, I stopped answering my phone because I was answering my phone. We were sorting out all the stuff at the house.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, it's going to be so-and-so. And I was answering my phone. It was constantly people telling me my AIB account.
I know.
It's about to be hacked. Well, I'm sorry for bringing that up, Emma.
Oh, fuck's sake. Don't talk to me about my account getting hacked. Twice. In what, 6 months?
What did they say? Things happen in trees, is it?
Fuck off. If it happens again, I'm either putting the cash under the bed or I'm going back to bartering. I can't.
She's not putting the cash under the bed. That's not what's happening.
Well, fuck me, it's so frustrating. I just thought the whole thing with EBS going down to the Garda station with the... So my account got hacked. It was all grand.
Don't... Go on.
Okay, I won't say nothing. he's probably listening. But it's just such a rigmarole. It really is. So, I mean, there'd be more chance of getting into, I don't know, Buckingham Palace now than getting into my accounts.
No, I think you could easily get into Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to think of something. I was going to say Fort Knox, but like, that's what everyone says, and I don't even know if that's
the
anymore.
In the big, massive Marge Simpson hat?
No, what was he doing?
he was having a copper was holding a bottle of water to his mouth and letting him drink because they can't move. It's like 40 degree heat in London.
Oh, sorry, sir. Okay, I did see this. When you said big Marge Simpson hat, I thought...
Oh, I mean, it's...
I'll tell you what I
this
thought.
This is audio we're doing. We have to be very descriptive, Emma.
I saw that today.
Yeah,
I saw it. I thought what you were talking about when we were talking about the palace and then you said, did you see our man in the big Marge Simpson hat? For some reason, right, my mind went to like, this was some sort of... Because we were talking about how easy it is or not easy to get into Buckingham Palace. I thought...
In your own time.
I thought you were referring to some like Dads for Justice story. And a guy dressed up in a Marge Simpson suit and the copper like forced him to have some water like he'd been out there for hours.
Fathers for Justice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I thought.
Why do you think I'd be invoking father?
No, it was just the whole thing of trying to get into Buckingham Palace and somebody dressed up in a mad costume. I was just like, oh, they tend to do that kind of stuff, don't they?
No, but it's what they do. Well, superhero stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They've actually been very quiet recently. I think they've...
Lockdown's been hard, has it?
I'd imagine for... I don't want to make light of people's plight so you don't know what's going on, but I would imagine lockdown has been...
Well, lockdown's been tough on everyone. No, but just when you said the Marge Simpson hat, I just immediately, my head went to fancy dress. I was like, who'd be doing fancy dress at Buckingham Palace?
Well, they do it every day. That was... You know, they're called the Irish Guards.
Yeah.
That needs to be legally changed.
Why is that? Why are they called the Irish Guards?
Because that's the name of the infantry troop that they're from or whatever, of the British Army. We've been supplying troops... to the British Army.
I'm not a fan of that.
Well, it's in your...
Oh, Jesus, here we fucking go. Some grandfather, like everyone's joined the British Army.
Both your parents' sides.
Loads of people did that, Jane. To get a bit of cash.
Yeah, I'm well aware. But you're wondering why they're called the Irish Guards. There we go.
Yeah, but I mean, still. It can't be still a thing.
Well, Northern Ireland is still part of the UK.
Fuck off. Jesus, should have told Ella that now before she went up to Belfast.
Oh, I'd say she's raging sitting there with her 50 euro in her hand.
Sterling is a bit of a stinger. Although, like, you can just use the old tap-tap now, so.
Yeah, the Revolut.
Yeah.
Because I've been up in...
Converted as well.
Twice relatively recently, and it's... Belfast's a great spot. I really, really, really enjoyed Belfast. In my brief time there.
Yeah, no, it's good. I've only been up for gigs, really. I was up when I was younger and
stuff. Yeah, we should make a trip up. Because before COVID, we went, it was February, or maybe January, we went down, we got the train down to Cork.
Yeah.
And
You're very good at accents. Do that again.
Cork. See?
Oh my God. Transformation there.
Yeah.
Sean Burke, watch out.
We went, there's a new boy in town. We went out to Cork, you did a gig in the Everyman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that now.
And we were like, oh, we should do this. We should start doing this, you know, on the regular. Heading off for a night and...
Yeah, but then we had lockdown.
Then lockdown.
Yeah. And then...
I'm saying that we should re...
But then Ella got a social life.
Yeah, well, I mean, who could have... Factor that in.
I did that. That's knocked me for six now, I have to say. I'm still shook from the whole thing that she's has a social life and stuff.
Is it the social life or the fact that she's got a
boyfriend? Partner? No, it's the fact that she has a job in a pub. So I can't just say to her, could you babysit on Friday?
Yeah, she needs the main thing. She needs to get a like 9-to-5 effort.
Just thought she'd be working in like a news agency or something. That's what I thought she'd be at. I thought she'd be in a news agent's or a little coffee shop.
I thought she'd get a job in a restaurant.
Not this pub malark, you know what I mean? Are you working every weekend? Yeah. Gonna try me a bit of babysitting, are you?
You working Friday night? Yeah.
I know, scandals. Oh well, sure, look, it's her life too. Right, it's absolutely fine.
We better wrap this up.
Okay, thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah. We'll be back next week. Ella be back. But Shane, let's see what people think.
Well,
let's see what the listener says. If Shane has enough beers, I'm sure he'll do lots of episodes.
Well, there's a happy medium. So.
We could get Shane Friday nights uncut or something. Just prop the mic up beside you.
Yeah, but then you'd be, you have to cut that out. You have to cut that out.
Yeah, but you can't be saying, yeah, there is one bit that we said that you have to cut out because people have worked it. And I'm like, if you say that, I'll fucking get fired. It's like, that's legitimate enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if there's a cut, you're like, what happened there? It's because Shane started slagging off. Shane's just trying to ruin my, I was going to say career, that's a bit far-fetched. My work.
It was well.
Shut. Fuck. Okay, gonna go because he's nearly finished this beer. Thanks for filling in, Shane. How was it?
I don't know.
It's fine. It's just chatting. You love talking. You love it.
Yeah, but I don't like records being kept of what I say.
Oh, yeah, but she said fuck all, like.
Well, yeah.
When you're an old man, you can look back on it.
Well, we'll be away the week after, so there will be a podcast with Ella next week.
Yes.
And then the week after will be 50-50.
It depends. We might get a few.
If we bring the Zoom.
Just bring the Zoom. Don't bring the mics.
I'm not going to bring the mics.
No, we might get Shane on the beers then, see what he has to say. We'll see how well he's coping with the fucking heat. The way he goes on about me with the heat is if he's some sort of sun god. You are affected by heat as well.
Yeah,
correct?
But I enjoy it.
I've seen you, sweaty Betty. I've seen you say that he's getting a bit much for me.
Yeah.
Did your family not look into your family tree and there's no Mediterranean blood there and he's all raging because he thought he was all like some babies or something? You're just as Irish as me. Fucking deal with it, love.
That family tree.
How do you like that? You're just as Irish as me. You're just as Irish as me.
Yeah,
oh, what? Stinger. Absolute stinger. So, guys, thanks for listening. And I will chat to you next week with somebody. Thanks.
KOH.
Oh, rate, review, subscribe. That's Ella's line.
Yeah, rate, review, subscribe. Yeah.